when we was on a mission, I found out a piece was all the way from 10 feet to 100 miles.
Okay.
They say you go down the road a little piece and veer right or veer left, and another little piece, and the little piece is all ranged from 10 feet to 100 miles.
So, but you didn't use that?
Yeah, but I don't use that hardly any here.
Anything
we
like
had
that?
We have lots of ups and downs all. Up Dry Fork or downtown or over. Huh? Oh yeah. And when we go on the mountain, we go up on the mountain. You get up on the mountain and you're up on top. Now when Midge's first, when she come out here, they always went up the canyon.
Uh-huh.
They never did go on the mountain, because out there they never did get on the mountain. But here the mountains are big, and when you get on the mountain and they're so flat, they're big, and then you go up there, and then there's little hills on there, and then you go up on the tops of the mountains up there. So, you...
Okay. Just a few more. Okay, this will be fun. When you two were dating, tell me about that, before you two got married.
She lived down Jansen.
Uh-huh. What kind of things did you do, and how long were you engaged?
I didn't date her a whole lot, because it was too far away, and I didn't figure she was worth that much to go see her.
Uh-huh.
And I did. My dad had sheep out in the Badlands, east of Jansen,
uh-huh.
And time or two. Time or two I'd stop and pick her up and take her out to the sheep camp when I had to go out and take supplies or go out after wood or something. But then I did go down and take her a time or two, not very many, until she got here in the Mazer and taught school, and then she lived so close I'd walk and see her all the time. And when she was in Jansen, she was a school teacher, and she liked to dance, and so she would come to the dances, and she had a boyfriend that, he had a girlfriend in town, but she still went with this guy a little bit, and he'd bring her to dance, and she'd dance with him the first time, and then he'd forget about her, and sometimes he'd even go off and see the other girl and come back and take her home. He was generally supposed to dance the first dance with her and the last one with her, and then the rest of the time her free time to dance with anybody else she wanted to.
What kind of music did they have at the dances then?
They had good music instead of a lot of noise, and that had lots of rhythm.
What kind of instrument? Was it live instruments or?
Yeah, they had drum, saxophone, banjo, trombone, clarinet, and drum and.
Yeah,
piano.
Harmonica? Or?
No, they never had any harmonica. But the music had lots of rhythm to it instead of just noise this. And your songs had meaning to them, and nowadays they can use five words and sing those five words, and that's all you can hear.
Yeah. Okay. How about, were there fairs, rodeos?
Oh, yeah, they... They used to have rodeos, but then the local people would be the ones to ride them. And after they got to be where they was professional, like, quit going to them because they didn't
people
mean anything to
around.
Me. And so I, after they got professional, I quit going to them. But they have lots of rodeos now.
Go ahead, that's fine.
The rodeo time.
And the